You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Over the past couple of years, Marketplace teamed up with Edison Research and created a scorecard of sorts on a scale of 0 to 100 that shows how stressed people feel about the economy. Since we started in 2015, Americans are feeling a little better in general. Their overall anxiety index number is 32. But there is one group whose economic anxiety has risen over the past 2 years, people who are 18 to 24 years old. Their anxiety number, 43. But numbers and percentages can't always convey what it feels like when you think about the economy, money, rent, school. Online, we asked what was stressing you out about the economy. Bob Lefebvre from Oregon wrote to us saying his son, who is about to graduate college, is starting to feel anxious for his financial future.
He's had a great time in college, hardworking, good student, and focusing really on school and not really focusing on what happens after school. And, you know, it's all coming to a head here. He graduates in May, and I think the stress is obviously getting to him. You know, he's like, oh, my gosh, what do I do for the next stage in my life? I think he was feeling bad about the fact that he doesn't have something already planned because, frankly, he's been really working hard on his studies. But he's very bright, you know, and very entrepreneurial. So I think he'll do fine long term. But initially, it will be very difficult. So it'll be a rude awakening for him how expensive life is.
Then there's Quinlan Marshall. He's 18, studying at St. John's University in Minnesota. He has dreams of going to med school, but student loans are weighing on him.
As a college student, it's very difficult to pay my college loans and pay for college just in general with the rising price. If it wasn't for the financial assistance that I'm receiving right now in federal loans, I really don't think I would be able to attend college at all because the tuition is just too expensive without any financial help. I commute to school and I'm just one car breakdown away from not being able to pay for the repairs for my car, not being able to go to class. So sometimes I feel like I'm on the edge a little bit of falling into financial destruction almost. I think it is worth it. You know, I love to learn. I love the future that I envision for myself. I just know that education is always worth it. And in the end, I will look back and know that I made the right decision.
And finally, we talked with a son and mother about the anxieties that come from gearing up for college. So here are 18-year-old Gabriel Gonzalez and his mother, Sonia Smith Kang, who's 44.
So you're about to graduate. You just turned 18. How do you feel about your future?
Right now, I'm a little nervous, but you know, I'm not trying to think about it too much. I know I have a supportive family that will always have my back, and I know I can always count on them if I need anything. When you're my age, how did you feel about economy or stuff like that?
I think it was different for me. At 18, I was pregnant with your older sister, and I was going off to college. And the expectation was, even though I was pregnant, that I was going to continue on going to college. And so it actually made me grow up a lot sooner. So for you, I wanted things to be a little bit different and better. I think as a parent, you always want your child to have more. And for you, I'm thinking that it's more, what is it that you would like to do in your future and how I can help support you make that happen?
Right now, I'm not sure where I want to go to school, but I know I'm going to stay local. I know that I'll be able to live with my parents for a few more years until I get settled down. But I'm looking to play baseball and go into the criminal justice field and criminology, something like that.
Gabe, I think one of the important things that I've tried to instill in you and with your siblings in regards to your older sister having special needs and a genetic disorder was that if there was a time when I wasn't around to care for her, that you would stand up and take on that responsibility. How do you feel with that added responsibility of caring for your sister with special needs when your parents are no longer there?
You know, I mean, I'm the second oldest, and I've taken on the role as pretty much the oldest in the family. And, You know, I've watched you try to take care of her, and it looks pretty stressful, pretty hard. But I know that you've turned me into a good man who loves his family, that I know I'll be able to take care of her. I mean, even though I might not want to, but something I've had to, or will have to do, but hopefully not anytime soon.
I think preparing you to go off to college and for your future financially and otherwise has really sent a message to Rich and I about what we're going to do with your younger brother and sister. I wish we would have started earlier, but unfortunately, you know, life got in the way and, you know, grandma got sick. And so no matter how much we had prepared with, you know, some kind of savings for your future, it's not where we would have liked for you. You know, I tell you all the time, I still see that little guy running around, and already you're 18 and you're going to get ready to go, and it goes by really fast. So I think I need to prepare more financially for your siblings to kind of get moving and have them in a better place than I think perhaps maybe you are in moving forward.
You know, I just think to make it a little easier for Ava and Luke is that we don't take our time with things and procrastinate like we did with me. Like, we just really started getting into it maybe like end of my sophomore year into my junior year. And I just think if we got it started a little earlier, it'll have been a lot easier for you and for me. So I think with Ava and Luke, we should try and do it a lot sooner than rather than later.
Well, I hope you'll join me in helping them and preparing them for what's to come. I do love that your spirit is one of you're going to take each challenge as it comes and pivot as you need to. So I admire that in you. And I know that I've prepared you in a way that you know you could come to me and to your family for support and guidance. I'm excited for your future.
That's Sonia Smith-Kang with her son, Gabriel Gonzalez.